Hello folks, time for our look at what's been happening in the history of the Fab Four, the Beatles. The person who's supposed to be doing this has not arrived yet, so I'm going to ask Pilar to play some music. We are not licensed to play Beatles music, so we have to use Podsafe music, so this is in no way pretending to be Beatles music. It sounds nothing like the Beatles. However, I think it's a nice piece of music. Okay, it's a fabulous piece of music there. Amanda Bloom, and that particular track, Magdalene, that's a little bit of it. Well, of course, there has to be a connection, and there is. Amanda Bloom has apparently worked with people who have produced U2. Of course, Bono is famous for being a big John Lennon fan, so there is your connection there between Amanda and the Beatles. And if I happen to have a job, and I don't, but if I did have a job working at the Cavern in Liverpool, I would do my best to get Amanda Bloom to perform on stage at the Cavern. That is an awesome artist there. Okay, right, our little friend has arrived. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry I'm a bit late, it's just, I just can't help it, it's Monday, and, you know, it's, I've got stuff to do, like, you know what I mean, I'm doing this as a favour to you, and, just having a go at me on the phone like that, you know, what's going on, where are you, get down to the studio as soon as possible, you want me to do a link for the audio boo, of all things, you know what I mean? I think the audio boo is it's great, and I think it'll continue without me, you know what I mean? I don't think it's essential that I have to do an audio boo for you, you know what I mean? Are you finished?
I think so, yeah.
Right, what about your Beatle thing? Oh, right, yeah, oh, the Honest Day. Oh, forgot about that. Oh, I didn't bring it in. I'll have to just do it from memory. I had a big, massive speech all written down. I timed it perfectly, so it was going to be exactly the right amount of time to fit into the audio boo, but I completely left it in the house. Well, on this day in history, the Beatles, let me think, what happened today? August the 1st, a couple of things happened to come to mind. Okay, a few George Harrison-related things as well. Well, the Beatles recorded a show for the BBC. It's called Pop Go the Beatles. Isn't your programme called something like that?
You mean Radio Goes Pop?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was in 1963. In 1971, I'm out of breath, you know, because I ran up the big hill to get here. George Harrison did a concert in 1971 in New York City's Madison Square Garden. Okay. What else? Nostrils just whistled then, you know. That's because I've got a bit of a cold, you know. In 1980, George Harrison formed a production company called Handmade Film Studios. That's, I think that was the thing that did the, what was that film? Time Bandit. That was a George Harrison film, that one. In 1992, live in Japan, George Harrison's album got to 126 in the charts in the US. And that's your lot for the moment. I'm going to go for a lie down now. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. This is the English programme.